Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Good afternoon. Bonjour, dobro jutro. My goodness, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. When you log on to blogtalkradio.com, you have privy to thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And you're going to discover what the world has to say. I'm telling you, I don't know what this world is coming to. And before I get to Nigerian, I'm beginning to think that this whole world society is not too healthy. I do take the New York Times. Oh, by the way, I'm in the winter of my life. These are supposed to be my golden years. Now, I do have to read the paper. I take 4 a day. The New York Times, Daily Herald, Sun Times, and the Chicago Tribune. I'm not all fluff. I have to stay on top of what's happening, whether I want to or not. Oh, and by the way, I had a great workout this morning. And a little sidebar. Yesterday it was 83 and glorious. Today it's in its 60s. I think it's about 63. But I have a high metabolism, so while everyone else is bundling up, I'm sweating. I don't even glow. I sweat. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. I'd like to hear your take on any of the topics that I talk about when I'm on the air. What is it that you want to share with the world? Uplifting? Invigorating? Do you have that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life but in the world, a role model? Life with Kathy is sponsor-driven. Mm-hmm. I call them my partners. It's a partnership. And think of radio as a strong communicator reaching out with frequency and a very powerful marketing tool, because you see, darlings, it's all about you. How good are you on the radio? What's your voice like? You say, I really want to hear that. And what fire in the belly do you have? What book, what passion that you want to share with the world? I could help. So I have an introductory offer. One-time offer. You have to call me at 847-882-8717. And you're going to tell me your story. The success formula is name recognition, exposure, repetition. Researchers have studied this. After the radio show, after you have had a conversation with someone, in 5 seconds, you've already forgotten it. That's why you hear me repeat over and over again, the bodies and brains don't age, we do. And that, of course, is the topic of today's show. And that all happens by our choices. What's the quality of your life right now? Your life is a blank canvas. Had a conversation with a very dear person, very dear in my life. Diabetic and has a weight challenge. I just found out she consumes 96 ounces of Diet Coke every day. Or is it just Coke? I don't know if it's Diet or Coke. 96 ounces. Now, how addicted is she? And you see, your future, the quality of your future, everything about your life is determined right now. It is 11:35. It's determined right now by the choices. The choices that you make will reach far out into the tomorrows and beyond and beyond and beyond. But I want to digress. There are three areas, three news reports that I want to just share with you. This is on the front page of the New York Times. Confronted on execution, Texas proudly says it kills efficiently. This is from Huntsville, Texas. If Texas executes Robert James Campbell as planned on Tuesday for murdering a woman, it will be the nation's first execution since Oklahoma's bungled attempt at lethal injection 2 weeks ago left a convicted murderer writhing and moaning before he died. Lawyers for Mr. Campbell are trying to use the Oklahoma debacle to stop the execution here. But many in this state and in this East Texas town, north of Houston, where hundreds have been executed in the nation's busiest death chambers, like to say they do things right. So if the execution goes without any snags, they're joyous. I don't know about the death penalty. I feel that life imprisonment, you see, this is where the murderer, the criminal, has to face life every single day with what he has done. Once you execute him, it's over with. But if they're in jail for the rest of their natural life, that could be a fate worse than the death sentence, because the death sentence is, biff, bam, it's done and over with. Now you have to live with what you've done. And what on earth is the quality of life behind bars? I just don't understand Texas. And then I need to ask your help here. Do any of you understand global warming? Yesterday, in the Chicagoland area, our temperature was 83. Today it's in the 60s. Now this is what they said. Two independent studies. Global warming fuels loss of ice sheet in West Antarctica. A large section of the mighty West Antarctica ice sheet has begun falling apart, and its continued melting now appears to be unstoppable. And if that's so, the melting could destabilize neighboring parts of the ice sheet and a rise in the sea level of 10 feet or more may be unavoidable in coming centuries. Global warming caused by the human-driven release of greenhouse gases has helped to destabilize the ice sheet, though other factors may also be involved. Can you explain global warming to me? And when did this start? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And then there's the Nigerian girls seen in video. And they feel that the video may give clues to the searchers. Oh, they look so sad. They look scared, coerced, but alive. Who is this depraved man? Is he Damien? On Monday came the first hint that many of them may still be alive, a video from Boko, the radical Islamist group that claimed responsibility for the kidnapping. More than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls shows scores of girls covered from head to toe, stone-faced somewhere in the pervasive semi-desert scrub that covers this arid region. And he says, these girls will not leave our hands until you release our brothers in your prison. Let me go over to page 6. The area allegedly that they were kidnapped from is Christian. He's calling them. He said, we've got to negotiate. He said they're slaves and they're going to sell them in the marketplace. Western education should end, and warned that girls, you should go and get married. Get married to what? To whom? Oh. They even threaten and promise to kidnap even Obama. The video offered a fleeting picture of the coerced new life these teenagers, until recently simply high school students who saw their parents every morning, have been thrust into. The girls chant verses passively. Two hold up the black flag of the Islamists in the background. Three girls are questioned by an off-camera voice. One says she converted to Islam because Jesus is not the Son of God. Another tells the interviewer in a rote monotone, I will rebel against my parents. I am grateful to God. I have seen the correct path. Now, they were asked if, she was asked if she was manhandled, and she said no. And he asked what she's been eating, and the solemn answer is rice. In the name of Allah, who are these beasts, depraved beasts, that are walking on this planet Earth? You know, poor Allah must be taking 10 Excedrins a day or whatever. Who are they? Now I'm thinking of Buka Buko or whatever the hell his name is, and the others there? What about the mother that gave you birth? How is she handling her life? She's just there in the kitchen, barefooted, cook, clean, and be in the bedroom. And you're having all of these children. What are you doing with them? And the girls are going to be sold into trafficking? Well, let me tell you something. I totally believe in karma. What you put out there is going to come back, and it's going to get you. Oh, yeah. So you could praise your Allah all you want, but Allah isn't going to help you. You've made your choice. You have made your choice. In a video, two of the girls were singled out for questioning. Why have you become a Muslim? One girl, who looked to be in her early teens, was asked. The reason why I became a Muslim is because the path we are on is not the right path. The girl said, nervously shifting her body from side to side, her eyes darting back and forth. We should enter the right path so that Allah will be happy with us, added the girl, who said her name has been changed to Halima because she had converted from Christianity to, let me get to page 5. Page 5 to Islam. Like other girls, she wore a bulky gay hijab that covered her head to toe, revealing only her face. A second girl, who too appeared to be in her mid-teens, was asked if she or any of the girl others have been mistreated. No, she said, adding that they had experienced nothing except righteousness. As the girls chanted Islamic verses, some clasped their hands together in what appeared to be the Christian style of prayer before quickly turning their palms upward as Muslims worshippers do. And the president of Nigeria has finally accepted the help from Israel, which plans to send a counter-terrorist team. And it really has angered some Muslims. I want you all to know that the law of righteousness, affects all of us. And they think they're righteous. It's inhumane. It's Damien. It's satanical. But I do believe in karma. Oh, you bet I do. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You can email Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on, kathywatsonspeaks.com. And click on all of Z buttons. I had to write myself a note. When you click on video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and Shakespeare. Watch the video, you'll love it. And then scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Oh, I'll have to send her that, the Elixir book. If you're listening to this show right now, I'm in a very magnanimous mood. Call in on 347-637-3789 and tell me that you're listening to the show, and I'll send you the ebook, 80 pages, simple, My Secrets and Methods. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. And you won't have to give your email address over the internet. You could call me at 847-882-8717 and I'll send it to you. No strings attached. If you want to stay in touch with me, fine. If you don't, it's okay too. And then choices. Oh, inspiring choices revealed by dynamic contributing authors. You see, they got to the top of the mountain going through the abyss. They got there by the old-fashioned way. They worked for it. It's like a reference book. It's like the Bible to maintaining centeredness when you're in an upset. We didn't come into this world with a golden spoon in our mouth. No guts, no glory. The book is available through Kathy Watson, and you get a discount. Or go to Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. A soft, hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. And while I'm talking about choices, let's sing their praises. The PSA, you've heard me on the other shows, well, they've renewed it. Seniors, beware. This PSA, public service announcement brought to you by people who care. Stephen Stressler Reviva. Sandy, living her life in paradise. And Stephen, from humble beginnings to success. Chuck, our financial guy, our insurance, everything, for over 30 years, from frozen toes to fingertips. And to Lee, who was adopted, left a legacy of how to build your own home-based business. And Rhea, you just got to be you. In life, there are so many roads traveled, and there are choices to make. And she shares with you the choices that she made that came back to embrace her, and others that came back to bite her in the butt. But now remember, when you have a challenge, you're growing, you're learning. I use the analogy, an oyster cannot produce a beautiful pearl without friction. Hey, these con and scam artists are pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem. Oh, companionship for, why are you lonely? You have park districts, senior centers, libraries, social centers all over the place. Why are you lonely? And if you don't drive, they'll come and get you. They'll get you coming and going. And don't buy into the scam. Oh, you've won $2 million. All we need is $29.95 a processing fee. If you want that kind of money, you don't have to do that. It's a scam. Hang up. Call the police. And take this number down, the fraud hotline, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. And based on reports, man, we were built out of $3 billion a year, even last year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Thank you, contributing authors in choices. And you do know how to get the book. You won't be able to put it down. It's just incredible. Sheila Kay's mission to survive came as a result of challenges that brought her fame and a life endowed with accomplishments beyond her wildest dreams. She vowed not to let brutal Betsy hold her back. Who do you know that's in an abusive relationship? Now from choices, go down to the Heart of a Lion with Tom Patrick. I still see me traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti. Tom and I wrote that together. I took the trip to Africa. I go there in a heartbeat. Now, Tom came out, his book came out through Tate Publishing. It's called The Second Coming. The cover itself is breathtaking. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by many seers, from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? There's only one man who knows the answers for his discovery in the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove that what he has known for a year, that the second coming of Christ did happen. Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest begins when his discovery of a rare Trinity symbol on the steps of a Mayan calendar to Mayan temple matched the blood pattern on a torn piece of Christ's burial shroud. He meets three others who felt their own destinies are tied to his discovery. You know, the second coming of Christ happened. But through whom? Where is your imagination taking you? Together, the four men trek through Europe searching for the answers and find that the unique Trinity symbol is now more prevalent than ever. You won't be able to put the book down. The Second Coming by Tom Patrick. Now, scroll down and come to 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Move over, Ponce de Leon. All of you research doctors that are what, in your 40s and 50s? If you're 60 and younger, I'm old enough to be your mama, and in some cases, grandma, nana. And if mama, nana are not happy, ain't nobody happy. The 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life you could get through Self-Growth and Amazon.com. The Heart of the Lion through Amazon.com and Ex Libris. You won't be able to put the books down, I guarantee you. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And now there's one other topic. It has to do with sports. And it has to do with the Clippers. And her name is Shelley. She's been married to Donald Sterling, I think she said 53 years, or was it 58? And they're estranged. But she has part ownership of the Clippers with him. And if they force him out, should she be forced to sell? What do you think? Should she be forced to sell? Now, again, in the New York Times, she said, I'm a very strong person in business, very strong in life, but I guess I was weak at relationships. The owners would probably like to defend Donald because he's one of the oldest owners, but I think they're all afraid because of the players. How would you like to be African-American? And would your heart be in it to play for a guy who is a racist? Of course he is. But this Mrs. V, man, she's scary. I'm afraid of her. Woo! She says that she wants everyone to know her side of the story. And she should not, according to her, be forced to sell her stock in it or anything. So she was asked, why are you pursuing this so aggressively? And she said, the Clippers have been our team for 30-some years. I've been a very passionate fan. I went to the playoff game the other day. And I'm sitting up there in the box and the fans all below me. There were about 8 rows. They were high-fiving me, telling me not to give up, telling me to fight for it. I get emails. I get texts. I mean, people have nothing against me. I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I suffer and lose my team? I would like it to be left as a legacy to my family. I've helped build it. I just can't see me not owning it or a piece of it. And then, are you ready for this? Stiviano? Okay. How would you describe Stiviano's relationship with your husband? That's that Miss V who walked around with that screen on her face. You know, I only think some people are totally narcotic, totally unstable. And then they open their mouth and remove all doubt. So, Ms. Sterling said, I didn't even know there was any relationship for a while, and then she would come to the games and she would sit across the court and blow kisses to him. Everyone saw it. I go, what's this all about? I ask him, and he says, she works for me. She drives me around, this and that. And I started realizing it's not just driving him around. I guess it was a relationship. Duh! She wants money. This is her claim to fame. And then we have Monica Lewinsky. Does anyone ever think of the future and what effect this is going to have on you in the future? Well, that's it. Enough for the sleaze that's going on in this world. My heart goes out to those little girls. How frightened they must be. Come on now, be with me here. You're in the comfort of your own home, aren't you? Isn't it cozy? And you have freedom of speech, you have freedom of everything. And you have a young family. And you discovered that your children have been kidnapped by an alarmist group. And they're not going to be returned to you. Unless you conform to whatever the kidnappers wanted. Can you shake yourself out of your comfort zone? Can you log on to see how you could help save these Nigerian girls? You see, we all have one thing in common. We're human beings. We all breathe. We all have a heart, lungs, adrenals, endocrine glands, liver, kidney, bladder. We all have a spine, but how strong is your spine? How do you think we could help? But first, did you imagine? You know, we're mommies. We may not always love what our kids do, but that doesn't stop us from loving them unconditionally. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Block Talk Radio. And yes, there's still time to call in. 347-637-3789. And Block Talk Radio is heard four times a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11:30 to 12:30, Wednesday at 8 a.m., and Friday at 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. Unleash the power of your voice and call in and let me hear what you have to say. To hear any of the shows, you log on to blocktalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And click on any date of the show that you want to listen to. Last week we had Sink or Swim Money, Talk About Money, Money Savvy, and it's vacation time. How are you going to spend your money while on vacation? Is it just going to be singular, go to one place, or is it going to be all-inclusive? We'll talk more about that later on. I think the week of the 20th, I may be doing vacations and what you should be thinking about. But on May 20th, write this down. You have to hear the show because it's climbing higher on the path of life. It has to do with your experience of being a stair climber, your expectations, and why. Why is stair climbing coming to the forefront? Well, you'll find out about that when you listen. Write that down on May 20th. Of course, now, and that's at 11:30. But you are going to listen to all of the other shows in the meantime. Where you go, your mind goes. The world in which we live is our own mind, consciousness, or mind. The battle is then not with outside forces, but between false thoughts, beliefs of our inner world, and what our belief system is. Our work is done in mind alone, and the only equipment needed is thought. We live in mind and can only return to us what we think into it. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? No, your life doesn't start in a book. It starts in your mind. Your life doesn't start with the dinner you're going to have. It begins in your mind. Choices, choices. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. How negative is your thinking? Are you TNT or are you PEP? filled with pep energy and positive power. Now, my sponsors are driven with positive energy powers. You want to be part of our consortium, which is ongoing, building and building and building and building? Call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, even steel workers, construction workers, all of you that are out there creating works of art. They're so talented. Their work buried to be seen, never to be seen by the naked eye. To pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It's college affiliate. You see, you have to log on ironworkers.org. And you need to qualify. You may not. This may not be for you. But if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. Seek it out. Investigate. Higher education, no matter in what field, is crucial today. Or are you content to just run with the herd? Fly with the eagles. Log on ironworkers.org. And I told you earlier that I worked out at the Hoffman Estates Park District today. They're the national gold winners of the award in 2009. And there's a 50-plus club, the consortium, directed by Rika Cuff. Oh, you just have to start your own. Log on heparks.org and click on all of Z buttons. She does a masterful job. And you know, looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks? That's what Reviva Labs is all about. reviva labs.com. And remember, if you call in or contact me today, you get the book, The Elixir, free. And then there's, Edith Nam, I must call her today. Edith, if you're listening, so sorry that time got away from me on Mother's Day. I know that you must have been inundated with your family coming in, and I know it was joyous. She's an author of several books, but this latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, is extraordinary. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, log on to her site, enamm.com. And you can get the book at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. So you see, there are two categories of thinking. Toxic negative thinking, TNT, or positive energy power. Can you adopt the new strategy? Can you adapt to it? And can you activate it? Mijmo vidit, that in Croatian is, we'll see. Oh, and our little earth angel, who now is a angel up in heaven, Lee Puttrick. She is the grande dame of home-based businesses because she had guts. In the mid-80s, she had a $30,000 a year job with Bell & Howell, and she said, oh, I'm so tired of making all of you corporate guys look good. You're linear in your thinking. I'm tired of making you look at I want my own job, my own business. And she'd already started with Shackley. And I've been with Shackley for as long as I've known Lee, which is over 30 years. Oh, their hairspray is fabulous. So she walked in and said, I quit. And to fast forward, they said, no. We'll give you a 14% increase in pay. You'd be a traitor. She said, I don't care, I quit. I think she stayed with them for a couple of months. But now she had to go home and tell Jack, her husband, who has since passed away. He preceded her. I think he passed away a couple of years ago. And on May 1st, 2014, Lee left us to be, creating her own home-based business in heaven. Hey, God, move over. She's there to take over, and she knows what she's doing. And she wears her heart on her sleeve. It doesn't take much to make it happen. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding. Hey, did you have trouble paying your bills last month? Have you been downsized and you got the dreaded pink slip? So much for company loyalty. It ain't there no more. I don't know, you could be a solopreneur. Maybe you're retired. And you don't have to invest. It didn't cost me anything to become a Shackley representative. I just wanted to get their hairspray at the lowest cost possible. Nothing like it on the market. There is a way through a home-based business. You could pay your bills. You could fulfill your dreams and your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge you, to build your persona while making money. We're going to help you believe in yourself. You see, that's what talk radio does. That's what becoming a partner with me. I'm going to build your self-confidence and belief in you while helping you with your home-based business. Now, you could log on to her site, letitia.myshackley.com, and then you could get in touch with me, 847-882-871-WORLD. I want you to be contagious. I want you to be part of the movement for a better life that will explode into a better world. And this is a call to action calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard. Solidarity, together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. This is your year to unleash the power of you. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then take the baby step. Think about a home-based business. We know change is constant. That you could bet on. But you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And there is a way to fulfill your dreams, to pay your bills. It's with a home-based business. We have the diagram. We have the business plan. All you need is the desire to achieve. And the good news is that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. And it could be you. It's pandemic. More and more are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Make it a family affair. Log on letitia.myshackley.com. Or call me at 847-882-8717. And remember, behind every crisis is an opportunity. No guts, no glory. And she's in the book Choices. Oh, wait till you read her story. Way ahead of her time, way ahead of her time. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. Write this down. Your life is a blank canvas. You are the creator. Design your life your way. And read it over and over and over. And the minute you're going to relinquish you, because, you know, we teach people how to treat us. And if you've taught someone that someone maybe is a bully, and maybe you've taught someone that you think you don't have a brain cell working, but they're really smart. Uh-uh. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. What are you thinking? As we age, according to all of the reports out there, most older people experience some decline in their ability to think. It doesn't have to be that way. You are the creator of your life. We all have a brain in our mind. It's what we do with it that sets us apart from running with the herd and soaring with the eagles. Did you know that you could build a more powerful memory at any age? Yeah, it works overnight. And it has to do with sleep. Get enough sleep. The reason is simple. You are sharper when rested. Shave even 1 hour off the optimal 8 hours of nightly sleep, and you'll probably lower your response time and have more difficulty with complex tasks. Rest gives your brain time to make connections to new information and shuttle it into the long-term memory. Yes, it works overnight. Remember I told you that before you go to bed? Erase all of the crap, the negative stuff that happened to you during the day. Be in gratitude and joy. The mind and the body talk to each other all night long. 2 hours, they're in repair work. And then the rest is feeding the subliminal. Your brain works overtime. To keep your mind sharp, you need something called cognitive reserve. Cognitive reserve is a buffer of extra brain networks built by stimulating experiences. Some people are so bored, they have nothing to do all day, and it takes them all day to do nothing. Think of your brain as a forest. People with a lot of these networks have a dense forest. When Alzheimer's disease comes in with a weed whacker, it can't do as much damage. The good news is that you can increase the density of your brain forest at any time in your life. You see, your brain doesn't know how old you are and doesn't care. Your brain just wants to be in a stimulating environment, and that's something you can do at any age. Reading, writing, crossword puzzles, playing board or card games, participating in group discussions, learning a new language, and playing music all may help to keep your mind agile and dense. What works? I don't care what you're taking. I don't care what you're taking. The best remedy is to challenge your mind and get enough sleep. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Reset your memory to be sharp. You can build a powerful memory at any age. Sleep, beautiful, restful sleep. The brain wants to be in constant stimulation. And then we segue into the Simply Ageless Gospel According to Kathy. This is what keeps me young. So many people say, why are you on radio? It stimulates my brain. And I have the pleasure of working with you, learning from you, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals and vistas to enter. I want you to know that Divaliciously Yours, Simply Ageless Renditions from a dynamic diva with panache, purpose, style, glamour, and vitality, Kathy Watson. Yeah. Hey, it's for you guys, too. You know, when I get an epiphany, you know, those wow ideas, I move on them. Friday, November 12th, 2010, out of the clear, I got Simply Share Your Simply Ageless Renditions with Divas Everywhere. The Simply Ageless Gospel, according to Kathy, power-packed with Simply Ageless Memorizations and Renditions. I've been fortunate to experience life in layman's terms with intelligent vision and futuristic insights. Throughout the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, I quote many experts, theologians, men and women, who have achieved their goals, and while there are too many sources to give individual credit, I do salute these individuals whose contribution extend the quality of life to mankind. The challenge, memorize the entire booklet. Yeah, I'm turning it into a booklet. I've had it. I'm tired of it. Yeah, what good is it if we're living longer, if not better? What is it going to take for you to understand that you have to invest in yourself? Your life is a blank canvas. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. Your body, the only one you'll ever have. What gets worse with age gets better with exercise. Exercise is a must, not an option. Exercise nourishes the brain, not only the body. The brain? If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Now the challenge. I've memorized my entire book. Now it's your turn. Or are you up to it, or have you given into Father Time and Mother Nature? What good are the golden years if you can't remember where the car keys are? The reward? When you have memorized the book, contact me and I'll put you on the air. My very popular blog talk internet radio show live with Kathy. Now remember, this is for you guys too. Today's date, November 13, 2010. By the way, this booklet is simply timeless. A Walk Down Memory Lane, 1996. Following our original renderings created on the spot, I was a guest speaker on a very popular TV show. Topic, Are You Afraid of Aging? I'm not allowed to divulge the show. I need permission. But alas, that takes too long, so here goes. Rendition number one. Never, never waste an entrance or an exit. Number two, never apologize for what you're wearing. I have said this thing about being glamorous no matter your age. You see, I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, intellectualized. There isn't any reason that you can't be drop-dead gorgeous, 70, 80, and 90. It's a new paradigm. We are changing the future. Now, here are two renditions that I want you to memorize. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. And never waste a second or an exit and never apologize for what you're wearing. And you want to know what? Tomorrow at 8 a.m., I am going to continue with the Simply Ageless. But the topic is hysterical. Did you know that 2014 is the year of the egg? Until then, make it your best day ever. Au revoir.